flows and meets the situation of leadership. Yes. And then over here.
All three are supposed to be, to some degree, exhibited by a leader. What do you call a man that only has a couple of those, or one? Do you just call him a servant?
Can you illustrate a situation just to help me? Okay, let me illustrate one thing that might help you on this while you're thinking. If I'm off track, then you get me on track. For example, a man is a husband and a father. And he may not be a person who is leading anything else but his family. But I can see these three roles functioning. The role of a husband and a father. He's a servant of God, his wife, his children. He's a steward of what God has given him and his family. And the responsibility God has given that this family reflect, this marriage reflect Christ and his church and his family reflect the family of God. And he's a shepherd to care, to guide, to nurture, to protect, to care for the needs of his family. So I see that this trinity or these three concepts and roles of leadership can be reduced right down to the basic smallest unit of leadership in a family. So I would say, well, he may not be an apostle with a great mission and a great preacher and all kinds of people to help him accomplish that mission. He may not be that kind of a leader. But that these roles of leadership can be applied in the very simplest basic leadership unit of a family. So we just have to get clear what has God called him to do. And then we... Yes?
And it may not be a good analogy directly, but indirectly, the concept that we preach the wheel, which is four separate spokes, and they're all important, they all work together,
that's right.
They're all necessary.
That's right.
And in a sense, you might say it's the same way with these three elements, that they're all important, they're all necessary.
That's,
but they all have little intrinsic, essential elements.
That's a very good illustration, thank you. Yes. Stacy and then Frank.
I've had NAV staff tell me that the NAV leaders are a ministry of exhorters to exhorters, and that if you're not an exhorter or if you're a shepherd, that you've got to get out. It seems to me that what we're saying here is different than that. And my question is, what kind of response do you have as you've shared this, and what do you anticipate in the future?
Well, that's why I say that, for example, we may not come to shepherd as universal. I want you fellows to realize the context in which I'm giving these things. These are fundamentals that a U.S. task force and an international task force and I and ROC have come up with. Now, we agree, I think unanimously, in fact, I know unanimously those who've worked on the project and study it would say yes. Now, the position that we're taking here on shepherd, there are two positions that people take. One, they take that shepherd, in their mind, is a local pastor. And he is a man who is in charge of a modality. And he cares for all of those sheep, you see, all of their needs. He's one of these people with a big, warm heart, and whatever a person needs and wants, he gets involved. And he's not too task-oriented. He's people-relationship-oriented and so on. And he's almost totally over in that ballpark. And so they look at shepherd in that light, and they say, well, boy, that's not the navigators. And I would say, that's right. And I think there are certain men whose gifts and callings are so shepherd-oriented and so broad that they would be better to be a pastor of a church than to be on the navigator staff. But in my mind, it's not either or, that I don't put shepherding just totally over in this ballpark over here, but I put shepherding as something that is broader, it's more universal. I think Paul was a shepherd, but he was far more an apostle with a mission than he was a shepherd. You could never get Paul to stay in one place and just live with and help these people forever, because God had called him to do more than that. I think that there are some men in the navigators whose gifts and capacities and calling will be far more over in the steward relationship. And others will be far, maybe more over in shepherding. And they should never be involved in a lot of management and layers of leaders and all of this. They're going to be much more effective out there in the grass. Let me draw just a chart here to show you what I'm trying to say. And then it's time for a break. Now, here we have stewardship. And here is your AR and your contact staff, your grassroots men. And here, let's say, would be the president or a DD. Now, in the area of stewardship, here you have the stewardship of the ministry of the word. And here you have over here management of men. Now, as you go up in the organization and the hierarchy, the vertical relationship, then you're going to find that you are spending a lot more of your time and responsibility managing people and men and staff, and probably not as much time ministering the word. Where when you're in the grassroots ministry, you're out all the time ministering the word and shepherding. And you find that maybe you have a couple team leaders and so on that you're managing. They're smaller there, but you're spending most of your time here. Now, some men will have far more ministry gifts of the word. Other men will have more management gifts and capacities. We all should have some of both. And it isn't so much success, how you succeed in the organization as to where you are. It's where has God gifted and called you to put your main strokes to serve Him. And some of the greatest men who accomplish the greatest work for God in the navigators will not necessarily be those on the heights of the totem pole. It'll be those who are out there ministering the word and having a greater impact. And so when you get into this, it's just a matter of how is God leading you, calling you? What's He gifted you? What capacities has He given you to do? To be a good steward, to be a good shepherd. But we're trying to make this more inclusive, and yet realizing that different men will have some more shepherding, some more stewarding. Yes, Frank, and then we'll better break off here and we can pick up at lunch or other times.
Last point you're making about the caring for the needs in that part. And looking at Ezekiel and down in verse 16, it's just talking about bringing back the scattered and bind up the broken. How do you think we are as navigators doing in that area. It seems like most of the time we push those sheep out instead of, you know, binding them up.
The question is, how do I feel the navigators are doing in retrieving the lost and binding up the weak and the broken and so on? And here's where this is one of the big issues on this whole subject. How involved are we going to get in this area? And I would say this. First of all, I think we as a spiritual leader need to be compassionate for those who are in need, whatever those needs are. I can't just say, well, my calling is this, so that I can walk by the man on the road like the Levite. I've got to be the Good Samaritan as a Christian and as a leader. And therefore, I do need to be concerned if people don't fit into the navigators, to try to help them relate in some way to a fellowship and a group that would help their needs. I don't have to keep them in my group, because we have a certain calling to multiply labors. That's our mission. And so somewhere we have to find the right balance there. How do we do? Some places we do very well. Some places we get feedback that we're leaving a lot of bruised sheep around. So it's kind of an individual thing. Norm, and then we'll stop.
I was just going to pick up on that. I see a little bit of analogy between what we're talking about here in the family. We raise our children up to a point of preparedness.
Right.
Use the tools that we give them. So I feel the same way about what we're talking about in pushing the sheep out that are prepared and are now, if they're not prepared and not able to feed themselves, then that may be another consideration.
Yeah, and here again, we've got to get back then to our calling. What does God call us to do? And in that calling, we have to be a Christian leader. Okay.